All right, guys, welcome back to Swan Song. Adam, what the fuck does that computer roll mean?
Well, it's not a complicated roll. It's a roll to gain access to the flight data schedule for this particular vessel. So this ship makes a run from ASA down to Vinaya and systems in between for the next couple of months. So it's going to just be rotating through those systems. There's four systems on the eastern edge of the sector, so Bakhtiar, Un, Gyaxi, and Stasi, and it just rotates through those at varying intervals.
What were we gonna say?
Real basic shit.
Okay. Yeah, just moves around in that section of space.
Okay.
It doesn't have a spike drive, really, like large enough or fast enough to get it from like Hovaden space back to the eastern quadrant in any good amount of time. So it's just kind of a local liner.
Okay. So do you just tell us that as plainly?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you find in the listings. Obviously, it's not like you can't figure out where it's going to go forever because they'll move it to another sector or maybe it'll go down for maintenance. But in the foreseeable future, that's the plan for this this ship.
So, Piani, is this replicable? Can you replicate this?
What do you mean replicate it?
Could you make another one of these hard drives so that we could set it off here? And then from afar, just watch. Maybe we see if there's any hits on the wire, or we watch from planet, or we just casually take...
I suppose I can make a copy of the data, but there's no guarantee I can make a copy of the beacon. So if we decided to do it, we'd likely give up the source data because you'd have to leave that.
I don't want to do that. I think it's worth money. I think we could sell it.
I mean, there's still... You're right. As long as we're not in an isolated place, we could at least observe if that is what we wanted to
do. So how this beacon turns on if we turn it on or if we do anything with this drive?
If we turn it on.
So what?
Yeah, it looks like it's intended to be activated. It's not a trap or anything. It's just like an emergency protocol that can be activated by the owner of the data pad, though you've broken the encryption that would be required. So there would probably be like a passcode or something, but you've bypassed that. You can just activate it with the code.
So let's just look at all this information. We'll see if Eric can back whatever he said to me earlier and not turn that on until we get all the information.
However long that may be. We can't make a copy of the data. I mean, we just can't copy the beacon.
Yeah, I mean, my big thing is I don't want to have there's something that's connected to the beacon that we can't access once it's been turned on or once they come and collect whatever this is. I don't know. I'd rather get everything off this, sell that, and then turn this on. I think that's probably the plan. I don't know how long that'll take, but however long you guys think it'll take, we'll just kind of hang out. I think Eric said he needs a lab or something.
So we're trying to get the information off of this thing or turn it into some sort of usable source of information and then activate the beacon.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I figure out, Adam, like how long I think it should take me to get it out? Or maybe not how long, but like what's the complexity of the task? Because humans are terrible at estimating time. Yeah. Not so bad at estimating complexity.
Well, what task is this? You're asking me specifically.
For like trying to replicate through experimentation the results inside of this data.
It's fairly complex because they run the gamut of disciplines, right? Some of it is fuel chemistry. Some of it is metallurgy. Like it's not a single discipline. It's not like we're going to build a quantum particle accelerator. It's a bunch of different stuff.
Got it. Yeah, I think if we wanted to really go into this, we would probably need to secure some sort of a scientific team to help us.
Whoa, you didn't say scientific team first time we talked. That's people, man.
There are multiple disciplines required for truly replicating what's going on here. There are certainly parts that I could do on my own, but without the rest of it, we won't have the full information, though it's possible that Rajani has the kind of people or at least the kind of connections that we would need.
No, no, we can't bring her into this. That's dicey right there. Too many connections, that woman.
We did just do her a lot of favors.
I mean, Eric, I'm going to be real blunt with you, all right? Are you telling me that a caterpillar is smarter than you?
God dang, that boy's not as smart as a caterpillar.
I think it just goes straight over Eric's head, and he just says, oh, yes, yes, Mr. Flynn belongs to a race of creatures that apparently have an innate and unbelievable level of understanding of astronautics and fuel chemistry and metallurgy, all sorts of information. It looks like they really have some specialized knowledge that we would really benefit from, Mr. Higgins.
Higgins just kind of like looks off into the distance, just goes, I got to get one of those god dang caterpillars, and just runs out of the room and doesn't say anything else. He just storms off to his room.
As you leave, Eric whispers to himself, I would have been one if the GM had let me.
Nope. So, yeah. Hey, Higgs, you go back to your room.
I would love Steven fucking role-playing a caterpillar.
Slither across the floor.
Listen, man, you think he was an annoying...
a trail of slime.
You think he was an annoying Frenchman. Jesus.
He's like, does this make a vibrating sound? Can you... No?
Yeah, yeah. Here I am. What are you holding up to your mic?
No, that was my knuckles.
That just sounds bad.
That's it. That's a fucking caterpillar from, different planet.
Maybe the caterpillars talk like this.
No, beetles sound like that.
Yeah, that's what beetles sound like. Yeah,
We could be a pair of caterpillars.
That's one of the side stories, is Swan Song Caterpillar Life.
Yeah, Swan Song, everyone's a caterpillar. Yeah. And...
I am so surprised you fucking gave that away like that so quick.
I know.
We just sit around getting high.
Well, while we're at it, guys, we're coming out with a pair of slippers that are stylized after the caterpillar, so you can...
Really go in and pull a hog on the caterpillar.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, all right. So there's not really anything else that you can do necessarily on the ship right now, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So we cut, then we follow Higgs, and the camera wipes to the surface of Vinaya, glittering in the darkness as the liner, the space liner, lands at one of the starports there. Folks start to pile off, and as you emerge, there's a man standing in the kind of like waiting area, holding a data pad that says Higgins on it. He's wearing a black suit.
Does everyone see it?
Yeah.
I like point at him and then point back at myself.
Yeah, he like nods and like gestures. He turns the pad off and like, I guess Master's walking over.
Dude, I don't have a gun on my person at all, do I? We wouldn't have guns on this.
I mean, you probably would. Open carry is just like a thing throughout the sector. Like there is
okay.
Nobody's gonna be like, you can't bring a gun on this space plane.
So yeah, I walk up very close to him, pull my gun, put it next to his stomach, and just say. Who the fuck put you up to this? All right,
I need to know. His hand up. Yeah, his hands up. He pales a little, and he shakes his head. He's like, "Miss Van Dorn, I have a car. She sent me to pick you up."
I kind of like look around. Is anyone else looking at me?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of people notice that this guy's like got his hands up and is shaking, but they're like, oh, "I'm not gonna pay attention to this. That could be dangerous."
Okay, that all happens in a split second. I'm just like, put your fucking hands down. All right, be cool. It's not. I'm not gonna shoot you. This is just for effect. All right. I'm gonna put this back in my holster, and we're gonna go get in this car.
He looks past you at the rest of the crew, who I guess are probably like getting your luggage off of the cart. And he says, "I was instructed to bring your entire crew."
Okay. I mean, they can come too. Do you have any form of identification, or the normal tattoos of being a part of that crew? Any way to make it seem like you're not just gonna kill us inside that car?
He as you're speaking, he's like undoing the cuff of one of his sleeves, and he rolls it up, and on the inside of his wrist, he's got the like markings of his Madari, like the clan he belongs to.
Okay. Higgins grabs his arm,
mm-hmm.
and brings it to his mouth and just licks it right up. the arm.
It doesn't come off.
And he goes, it's not a fake. All right. That's an old trick that we learned back in the day. It's just you gotta lick it right away, you know?
He looks back and forth between your face and his arm a couple of times and then takes out like a handkerchief and like wipes his arm.
Yeah, I kinda help it to him. Like, all right, we got a car. Let's go meet up with Rajani. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So so you all get in this car and we head over to a big like apartment building, like a big condo building, you know, like 100 stories made out of like steel and glass. And you know, we pan up the windows to the inside of an apartment. One wall is all window that overlooks the city. Inside, there's a bunch of like dark leather furniture, big like kitchen and bar area, and we come up to the window as the door is opening, and the chauffeur is ushering you into this like apartment. It seems mostly empty, like there's not a bunch of people like waiting here, but you hear a voice from another room say, "I'll be with you in a moment. Have a seat. Get yourselves a drink." You can hear Rajani somewhere in the other room, like moving around, doing something. The chauffeur kind of like nods and gestures for you to go into the room. Once everyone's inside, he leaves.
Well, I guess I'm going to go get a drink. Let's walk over the bar. I look at one person. I put a glass. I look at Piani. I put a glass on the bar. I pull another one. Look at Eric. Does he respond positively? I look at Alfarius, put another one on there. Do you want to drink, Alfarius?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just pour everyone drinks.
Okay. Everything in Rajani's like liquor cabinet is like expensive and old. Most of it's like open, like there isn't anything, she's not like hoarding anything. So she drinks this stuff regularly, but has enough of it that she can kind of rotate through the bottles and not go through anything. And standing here, you know, pouring drinks into her like crystal glasses, you kind of take in the place. And it's a pretty like expensive looking apartment. Can you make a perception check for me, Higgs?
Yeah, let me open up my Roll 20 character sheet.
Sure.
Sorry, I should have had this open earlier. Okay. What is perception?
Yeah, perception with intelligence.
7.
Okay. So you notice a big expensive hollow projector, some like obviously custom made furniture. There's art, like there's a sculpture, a kind of like weird avant-garde sculpture. And then there's a glass case with what looks like a book open inside it. There's a couple of other rooms in the apartment. You can't see them from here. But her fridge is like full of food. Most of it like fresh. Looks like it was just like delivered today. But the place itself doesn't look very lived in. It looks like a place that was... either she doesn't come here very often, or whoever lives here doesn't spend that much time here.
Okay. I start taking out food one by one, just like putting it on the table and taking stuff out, just testing it. But yeah, that tastes pretty good. Hand it off to whoever.
Okay. So you're just like,
we kind of just snacks. Make it our home.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Does anybody else do anything? While you're here, do you just like hang out on the couch? Where is everybody when
I would eat too.
Eric is eating.
Just gonna
I'm not. I'm standing like by the door to do be all security like.
Okay. Yeah. Just keeping an eye on the place, looking around. Okay. Can you? Why don't you make a roll? Make the same roll, perception for me, Alfarius.
It's a 2d6, right?
Yep.
And let me check as I actually might have something. No, I got a 0.
What about your aunt?
Oh, no, I only have dexterity.
Oh, that's
I don't
right.
notice much.
Okay. Yeah, so just kind of the same stuff that I told Higgs. Like, you get surface level stuff. You can see where the exit, like there's the main entrance and exit into the place. In like a real pinch, you could like break the window probably and go out, but you're, you know, dozens of stories up.
Okay.
And I think that after a minute, Rajani comes out of the other room, and she's got she's wearing like she's dressed down, like she's not wearing like anything fancy, probably like a pair of like pants. She's not wearing any shoes. She's barefoot. She's got a blouse on, and she's like toweling her hair, like it looks like it was wet. And so she comes out into the inner room, looks around, and looks at you, Higgs, and she's like, "Oh yeah, just go ahead and make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, you want some of this food? We got it out. You should have it. It's pretty tasty."
She
I just put a huge mouthful of whatever I'm eating.
She's like, "No, oh, I have a dinner date later. I sent someone to pick you up though because I wanted to talk to you. Please," and she gestures over to one of the couches.
"Are you going out on a date with that woman I met? The one that was you were all weird about the cyborgness about it?"
she squints at you. She's like, "Who I'm going on a date with is none of your business, Higgs."
"I mean, I think we're kind of that level of friendship."
"Well, good. That helps. We can talk about the date later. I'm glad you think that we're friends, Higgs. I have to talk to you about something very important." And she glances at Eric when she says that, and then back at you.
"Okay.
Well, I'm in love with Eric."
"We're going on a date."
"Now yeah, she wants swan song romance stories."
"Yeah, she wants your approval to ask for his hand in marriage." "As go. The captain, that is your right. You have first dibs."
"Yeah, doesn't he also have prima noctis?"
Yeah, on you though."
"Oh, okay, good."
"Yeah, not..."
I get out another glass. I'm just like, "Well, you want one of the? We're drinking this brown ale. It's pretty good."
She shakes her head. "No, it's fine. This shouldn't take long. I like to drink slow, so I won't get started."
"Okay.
Sit, please." And she sits. She sits down. So she puts the towel on the coffee table, and kind of like leans back, and she lights a cigarette. She's like a pack of cigarettes that's sitting on an end table, and she takes a long drag out the cigarette, sighs it out. And then speaks primarily to Eric, but addressing all of you. She says, "Before you left, you entrusted something to my care. You remember?"
"Yes. Yes, of course."
"No, the ship is fine. Of course, it was in a different facility, but I warned you that people were looking for you, Eric. Because of this cargo?"
"Yes, the Mabarizun."
"Yes, they came looking for what was theirs. They found it. My facility is completely compromised. They've taken back their crystals." She takes like a long drag.
"Well, they weren't really worth much. So that's good news, I guess." Kind of start clapping and like standing up.
She says, I know, and again, still speaking to her, "I know you had high hopes for the potential of those things, but I think that the Mabarizun have done you a favor. This way, they think... they were taken by some criminals. It won't go back to you. And that's good. They were, unfortunately, worth quite a lot of money, but..."
"What? You told us they were... now. You told us they were worth shit."
She looks at Eric and, like you know, what's their actual worth.
Yeah.
She says, "They're very dangerous, not just for what they can do, but for the people that want them back. So, please, you should let this go."
There are none left."
She shakes her head. "No."
"Well, Rajani, thank you. I know it was a risk for you, and it appears that it didn't go well, but I know what the Mabarizun are capable of, so I appreciate you covering for me."
She puts her hands out, kind of like, "No, of course. As your captain says, we are friends."
"Well," he smiles and nods.
"I mean, could we get like a percentage of lost good, like a 10% payment? I mean, you're supposed to guard that stuff for us."
I wasn't being paid for it, was I? This was an act of kindness on my part.
I mean,
the fact that I even have the facilities available. You're lucky. If they found them on your ship.
I, you know, you're saying all great things, great, fantastic things. But the issue here is we don't know if you, and I'm not saying you did. We're friends, all right? We don't know if you just didn't take them yourselves and make a profit off of us. You know? That's in the realm of possibilities that could have happened. We don't know that that didn't happen.
As I told Eric, my clan and I, we don't deal in weapons. Certainly not weapons like that. Drugs? Yes. Vice is the way that we make our money. These things, they're too dangerous, even for me.
You got any idea who did it? I mean, you got video surveillance of the crew that... Was it a crew? Was it an army? What are we talking about here? You said it was who? You said some fancy word, Eric. Is that who it was, Reggiani?
We have reason to believe, yes. The Mubarizun, they are operatives of the Hovedan government. They look into things outside of the caliphate for investigations such as this. Dangerous assets that could be used against them. I have some names. And she reaches over to her, she's got like a handbag, and she opens it, and she takes out a data chip. But I have to tell you, going down this rabbit hole is going to be very dangerous for all of you. If you go looking for those crystals, you're crossing the Mubarizun directly. Right now, they don't know who you are. And she places the chip on the table and like slides it away from her. And she says, if you take that, I can't be held accountable for what happens to you.
Well, I mean, we're just going to look at the names. That's not going to set them off or anything, right?
She says they work in ways I do not understand. Stranger things have happened.
I, for whatever reason, I look at her and it's if something goes off in the back of my brain that's like Luminary 22 style bullshit.
Right.
And I just get the butt of my gun and start smashing the fucking USB
chip. She stands up, startled, right, obviously, and like looks at it and then kind of like laughs. She's like a bit of an overreaction, but yes, appropriate.
No, that's not an overreaction. I wipe my nose and kind of stand back. You know, that's just a precaution. Eric, I'm sorry we lost your crystals. I'll get you a new one, okay?
Yeah, as you're smashing it, Eric sort of goes, Then it quiets down. He nods when you say that. You can see this just a little bit of tears in his eyes.
Now, Johnny, I got another question for you. This is they got a favor they got to ask you, I guess by proximity. I got to ask you the favor as well. But the real question that I got to ask you is, do you know where I could get a caterpillar?
She laughs and she's like, a caterpillar.
Yeah, we ran into one.
Euphemism for something.
No, I'm not. I don't need a sexual device for any reason, Reggiani. Please, come on now. That's for you and your girlfriend.
See, it's nothing to be ashamed of, Hicks. Everyone goes through an experimental phase.
Nope. I mean,
hold
on. Do you know about their orgies? Is that what you're saying?
I think she looks, Alfarious, she looks at you like, is he for real now? I've lost track. Like, what's actually going on?
The look doesn't connect with him. He just kind of looks serious, like trying to read you really hard.
We ran into... Have you heard of Brumpo Tungus?
She says he's a hyperboat racer, isn't he?
Yeah, allow me to introduce him. And I just got like waved Alfarious.
Do you turn around? Oh no, yeah, Alfarious, right.
Yeah, I look at Alfarious and this Brumpo right here.
She looks at you, Alfarious. She's like, pleased to meet you, Mr. Tungus.
Yeah. Yeah.
He kind of gets that and smiles a little bit and nods.
So some things happened on that planet. One of them is that we ran into a caterpillar like creature. What's the race? What are they called?
I actually have no idea.
We didn't get it. We didn't get that out of him. He only vibrated. Again, you might be into it. We don't know though where he's at or what he's about. but he is super smart, all right? He made that fucking hyperboat, the best damn hyperboat in the world, and we need to find another caterpillar.
So
a large one.
We need a large one. We're talking like 12 feet.
Let me get this straight.
I've encountered smaller caterpillars. I don't believe them to be nearly as useful.
Yes, I don't either. Unless they are, who knows?
So this man, your security expert, is in actuality Hyperboat Racer Brumpotungus, and by some connection, you need a giant caterpillar. I'm having a very hard time connecting the dots here.
Look, the dots are the caterpillar made the hyperdrive. It was the caterpillar and this young girl named. It doesn't matter. She's probably dead now, anyways. But the caterpillar was the smartest person I've ever encountered. All right. Smartest thing I've ever encountered, Rajani. We need one, all right? And if you can get me one of these, I'm willing to make you a deal that you can't refuse. All right? You ready for the deal you can't refuse?
I think I perk up at this point.
I'm all ears.
Now, we came into the possession of a certain hard drive, all right? This hard drive's got the schematics for this hyperboat. If you can reverse engineer it, which Eric here probably can if he was given enough time in a lab, and he said he needs some scientists. Caterpillar wouldn't need scientists, though. I don't know why we need fucking scientists, but if you get him all that, he could reverse engineer it, and we could be rich. We could sell that to some crazy person for a lot of money, and there's a plus one in here. You ready for this? On this hard drive, there's a beacon that we don't know what it does. I have my own theories. But this beacon could do a lot of things. We haven't turned it on yet, but this could all be yours if you could get me a caterpillar. I was kind of like looking around the room.
Yeah, there's just like a long silence in the room as she kind of like looks at you like, roll your persuade. Roll persuade with your charisma.
Okay.
So you have her curiosity.
Any assisted?
I mean, that sounded like it was all Higgs.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a 9. I'll take it.
Okay. So she says, frankly, I'm still having a hard time following. I'm sure there's logic in here somewhere. There often is with you. It's just not easy to find if you're not, you know, you. So.
Look, hyperboat's big. All right.
I understand. The part I heard that seemed interesting was that you can replicate the hyperboat that Gaza
just, had. Someone just paid, what did you sell it? Vermillion? Million credits.
Vermillion?
For this information we just got. What if we could mass produce this and sell it to the highest bidder?
Well, the more of them there are, the less expensive each given one.
Rajani, that's not the point. We could make like one. That's two more million. It's like 1.5 million. You just split it in. If there's three, then you split it. Then it's 33% of the first cost off. All right, that's how it works.
Based on my grasp of economics, I don't believe that to be true.
Alpharius, I like to.
Very basic tenets of supply and demand dictate that if there are more supply than demand could ever possibly fulfill,
do you want to be replaced by a caterpillar?
I don't believe that to be possible.
We never saw him shoot.
Doesn't have the proper appendages.
Maybe he shoots electricity out of those little things. On.
But what if they made him a bunch of tiny caterpillar guns? Maybe you could use those.
Bunch of tiny caterpillar guns. I can make that.
Or like perhaps a harness with a larger.
That caterpillar could create a bunch of tiny guns made for caterpillars in the caterpillar army. That I will one day.
Eric's going to have to verify this.
Some kind of battle caterpillar, I think. That sounds interesting.
A battle pillar.
I believe the smallest lethal weapon is the snub-nosed scorpion pistol, which is assembled in a system not too far from here, but it's not nearly small enough.
Well,
I didn't see any appendages on its tiny little things.
Okay. Hmm. Well, anyways, look, are you, Rajani? I need a yes or no answer, because otherwise. Look, how about this? How about you just help? You owe us. For something. I can't recall right now. You got to give us a team of scientists for Eric to help decode this. And what do you think?
There's really only one kind of scientist that I employ, and chemistry is the only science they know.
Will a chemist help you, Eric?
They're all very busy right now.
Look, chemist will help.
Oh, what would be very helpful. There's a lot of chemical science involved in the replication of the material.
Are they just making new drugs? Are you wasting people's talents, Rajani?
She says, chemistry is a noble pursuit. Especially chemistry that improves people's
yeah.
lives.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Improves. Air quotes. You see these here? These are called air quotes.
Yes, I understand the gesture. Right?
Improves. Just give us a goddamn scientist, Rajani.
I appreciate that you think that I can conjure scientists out of thin air. And I'm interested in making money. That's something I am about. But I don't see how these things are connected. Making more of these hyperboats is only going to drive the cost down. And frankly, we just aren't interested in sponsoring hyperboat races or even selling. If you want to take this, data, take it to Sunbeam or take it to Richardson. I'm sure either of those organizations would be happy to pay for information like that.
Rajani,
I can put you in contact with them if you.
Rajani, forget the hyperboats. How many ships do you own that go into space?
Personally, or
in your personally in the crew that you work with and your several hundred.
Why?
Imagine if some of those ships, let's say 100, if we can make it easily reproducible, was equipped with some of this technology that these caterpillars created. Now, you'd be the hottest ships in the galaxy.
I'm beginning to see what you're saying. The caterpillars. And she kind of like looks around at everybody else.
Johnny,
like,
don't fucking make fun of the caterpillars. Flynn was a goddamn national treasure, all right? And I would have killed that woman if the crew wouldn't have seen it and taken the caterpillar easily, but I didn't do it. I felt a little bit bad. They're probably dead, though, so fuck.
So the caterpillars made this hyperboat that you stole, which congratulations on a job well done, by the way. Buyer's very happy.
Well, yeah.
So it was made by a caterpillar. But what you're saying is that these caterpillars, if there are more of them, wherever it is that they are, they can make technology like the hyperboats, and that I could use that technology.
Well.
So it sounds to me like what you're coming to me is to sell these caterpillars, but I don't think you know where they... If you can find these excellent engineering caterpillars and bring them to me, then certainly I'm sure we can make some kind of arrangement. But at this point, and I don't mean to insult you, you sound like a drunk, Higgs. You sound like a raving lunatic. And normally that's very entertaining.
Well, hold on.
I've got a date in 45 minutes.
You're just being racist. If I substituted caterpillar for a man, there wouldn't be any issue here, would there?
I believe she prefers women.
What if it was a woman? What if a woman made that hyperboat and they were a race of Amazonian women on some planet that existed and we could go find them and make some stuff.
If you can find me a planet full of Amazonians where all they do is race hyperboats all day, I will retire there in an instant.
Rajani, that's not the point. You're making... you're the drunk now. You're not even answering what I'm saying anymore. The caterpillar was
Amazonian.
The caterpillar was
there
real.
Is a planet of women that are very tall.
Piani, hold on. Rajani, I can prove this right now. Piani, was the caterpillar a real thing?
The caterpillar was very real.
It's a real thing. Piani has no reason to lie.
Higgs says.
No reason to lie, Rajani.
So again, like just the long kind of like long stare and then. So what exactly is it that you need me to do? And please don't ask me for scientists. I don't have any.
I need some chemist.
Listen, I can put you in touch with a lab that we've worked with before. Maybe they can help you, but I can't just give you a team to work with. I don't have the resources that you need.
Does the lab know to keep its mouth shut, or will that cost extra?
We don't work with anyone who can't, and present company excluded, most of the time that works out fine.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the name of the company?
She shakes her head. She says, I don't think they have a name. It's a group of research scientists that we've used for prototyping in the past.
Okay. Eric, will that be sufficient?
I think it would definitely help.
Where is this the place? Where they work? I am a little drunk, Red Johnny, all right? But I didn't make none of this shit up. Caterpillar is fucking real.
I'm beginning to believe you. Usually you don't commit to a story this hard unless it's true. I'll put some feelers out, and I'll get back in touch with you.
Okay.
Eric, can you be more specific about the kind of work you need done?
I think at this point I just want to like go over with her all the sorts of areas of theory and just like, I mean, like if we're trying to put together like a list of people that we need, I'd be like, well, we need someone who can handle these kinds of equations, someone who knows this kind of manufacturing process.
As soon as you start, she says, okay.
Right.
Why don't you draft an email to me, send that over, and then I will look at it. I really do have to go soon.
Okay.
Johnny, you gotta change your shirt.
Just like looks. Yes, I was going to, but
I was gonna. Right, I wasn't gonna say anything, but you look like shit. All right, go clean up. Come on. Dry your hair. All right, gotta make good first impression.
Yeah, she stands up, and and heads back towards her room. She says, "Just see yourselves out when you're done."
Okay.
And
hey, can we sleep here?
So yeah, the door slides closed, and you say, "Can we sleep here?" And she's like, "No, no, you can't."
All right, well, we're gonna eat some more, and then we'll get going. Have a good night, Rajani. I just like turn around, be like, "We got some fucking scientists." All right, we did that shit.
Eric's just got a big goofy grin on his face. Oh boy, I need a materials scientist and two chemists, one for fluid chemistry,
Soon enough, Eric, you're going to start vibrating, all right?
I was going to speak to the caterpillars.
Yeah, hang on.
That's it. That was exactly what it sounded like.
All right, so yeah, we eat and then we leave after a while.
Okay. All right, so you hang out for a little bit. You can hear like a blow dryer going, and then she's like having a conversation with someone in Pasto on her phone. But then, yeah, you all leave. So where do you go from here? You have an address of where the shipyard where the Swan Song's at.
I think at this point, if we don't get back to the ship soon, Piani's going to freak out because she probably wants to see Pi, I would think. So.
Pi's been in low power mode this entire time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we go back to the ship.
Okay. All right. So you're going to go pick up the Swan Song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can cut right to there. You're in the star dock where the Swan Song is. All the lights are on and pointed at it, but it's nighttime, so we get this like really harsh kind of like white light. And the ship itself looks like essentially brand new. It's, you know, it's all been retrofitted with new plating. It's all nice and polished. It's been given a coat of like matte black paint, and it looks pretty sharp. Good as new. You sign a couple of documents saying that the work's done, and take the keys back, and this one song is waiting there for you.
Great.
Cool. Okay. So Rajani has had the robots, Pi's little like assistant bots, delivered back to the ship. So they're just waiting in the cargo hold, all turned off because Pi's in low power mode.
Okay.
Piani,
you probably want to be the one to turn him back on. So,
I do. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just immediately go to my cabin and start making preparations to do just that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you head back. Everything on the inside of the ship is more or less as you left it. Eric, you're. Cabinet has been entirely rebuilt.
Entirely refitted.
It's just empty. Yep. Yeah.
I think like, you know, the first thing I do is like print out a poster and put it on my wall. Yeah. Hoveda needs you. Something like that.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So in your room, Piani, you boot up your computer and yeah, you get the quick like computer system diagnostic of the ship. Everything seems to be running okay.
Okay. So, I guess I would just kind of like reverse the process at that point.
Yeah, just restart the boot process.
Right, right.
Okay. All right, give me a quick second. Okay. Oh, that should have been a one. Okay. All right, so you... the reboot goes quickly without any hitch. It undoes itself, and the systems all start to come back online. And then at the end, the last thing, the screen like flickers and blacks out, and then this blue-green hologram of a piece of pizza appears. It starts to like rotate slowly, and then a voice comes on over the speakers, and says, "Welcome back. I am the pizza party. Can I make you a pizza?"
"Yes, please."
"Are you there by yourself, Piani, or does Higgs just poke his head
around?" "No, I'm there by myself."
So this isn't like broadcast over the PA?
No, just okay. A Piani.
I think I say, "Please tell me you're joking."
"I'm sorry. Who are you?" "I'm just kidding." And then like the screen flickers and it's a picture of your face from a second ago looking like... It's like, and then Pi is like, "I scared you. It was pretty funny."
"You scared me. I was worried. I can't believe you do that to me. I was worried sick about you.
I'm going to save this picture. Maybe I'll send it to Higgs. He'd think it was pretty funny."
"Don't send it to Higgs. Keep it for yourself, but don't send it to Higgs. The last thing I need." Let's run some diagnostics, make sure everything's fine since you're in low power mode for so long. By the way, what was it like, Pia? I remember you talking about how you're concerned that we thought it might be like a dream. Is that what it's felt like?"
"Well, I don't know that I've ever had a dream before, but it was like I was awake, but not quite. I had a lot of time to think. It was interesting. I seem to be... The ship seems to be doing good. Everything's okay. All that damage Eric caused seems to have been fixed. Minor retrofits. Not bad work."
"We got some upgrades. Ship's back to normal."
"I see the bank account's looking well. Everything went okay?"
"Everything went great. I mean, as great as it could have gone. Some troubles, but nothing the Swan Song crew couldn't handle."
"Well, that's good."
And then maybe I say, "Do you want to try firing up the bots?"
"They're online now. They're a little stiff. They've been in storage a while. They're not that well built to begin with. Retrofitted warbots and everything. If I'm not using them to blow something up or kill somebody, they're kind of going to waste." "Well, but they're okay."
"I don't think we need to blow anything up immediately, so we can probably just make sure they're good to go for maintenance and everything else."
"I mean, really, these things are designed for killing people and blowing things up. If them lifting boxes, it is sort of suboptimal."
"Well, I mean, we can't always have them shooting guns now, can we?"
"Well, not always. I'd run out of ammunition eventually."
"Eventually you would. And then what? You'd have to lift boxes anyway."
"Well, or we could buy more ammunition."
"What, do you have to lift the boxes of ammunition?"
"Come in boxes, yeah."
"Oh. Well, that's boring. Couldn't we make Eric do it?"
"Well, maybe Eric can help. I'll tell you what. I was thinking, am I talking to Robot Pi or just Pi Pi?"
"Yeah, the omnipresent Pi."
"Okay. Then I think I would ask, like, where is your body?"
"It's in their cargo hold."
"Is it online?"
"It is."
"Is everything working as it was before?"
"More or less. It looks like while the ship was under, someone tried to gain access to the subsystems of the computer, but it didn't work out. We were able to push them out."
"I also
you did a good job hiding me."
"I did my best. I made sure they weren't going to find you. So I'm glad everything went fine." So maybe I like go on and I say, "Ladies and gentlemen, attention, crew of the Swan Song. Everything's great with Pi. He's back with us. Say hello."
"Yes, everything is fine. Destroy all humans." And like the alarms start going off. kill crew of ship, destroy ship, kill human. I'm just kidding. Everything's fine.
See, everything's fine. And so I guess I go, you know, we haven't had an annual meeting lately. Maybe we need to get together and just check ourselves here on the Swan Song. It's been a while.
That's not a bad idea, especially given that the ship's in such great shape. There's still more debt to wear off, and I need to get caught up on what's been going on. But the annual meeting is kind of Higgs's thing. Maybe you should ask him.
That was also broadcast over. Sorry, like that was an addition to the broadcast to everyone. Yeah, we'll see what Higgs says. You know him. All right. Well, if you don't mind, I'm just going to run some diagnostics for the next 24 hours. Shouldn't take too much processing time, but just want to make certain everything's good to go.
That's a good idea. I have a note in the inventory here that Eric's crystals are gone. They weren't reloaded onto the ship. Are we still waiting for them?
No, that's one of the reasons why the ship didn't quite make it or needed some repairs.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Right. So, as far as I know, there's no more crystals.
That's probably for the best.
I think maybe the only other thing I would say to Pi is, you know, while you were gone, I learned a few things.
Really? Like what?
Well, at first I thought it might be something connected to the eye, but, you know, as I continuously, I guess, flex my psychic power, I'm noticing new doors that are opening or new things that I can do. And lately, I've been focusing on changing the outcome of something very minor. And as long as it's not complex, it seems to be working.
That's very interesting. Probability control seems to be a significant ability. Humans' ability to perform psychic phenomena has always been fascinating to me, seeing as how it's out of my reach. I can do plenty of things that humans can't, but that's one way in which that you're better, I suppose, than we are.
We should talk about it more sometime. Just wanted to tell you, I haven't really told anyone else yet.
Well, as long as it keeps you out of danger, I'm for it. I guess it could help you cheat at cards, too.
Oh, it'll definitely help me cheat at cards. Not that I really need, you know, to cheat too much, but...
To be totally honest, Pianian, I don't know if you remember this, but you're pretty bad at games. I can show you the data if you don't remember. And, like, the screen, your screen starts to split into boxes of you, like, playing that game with Pi and just losing over and over.
Does it have the one image of me beating him in the first attempt?
No, they're not that cruel.
Damn it.
Fuck you. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
I mean, I'll beat you
one day.
I mean, maybe now that you can see the future, we don't have to play anymore. Because most of the time, that future means you're going to lose.
I'll show you, Pi. I'll show you.
I don't doubt it.
All right. Well, I'm going to run these diagnostics, so don't be worried. And we'll talk soon again.
All right.
And I think that just kind of...
Yeah, sure. So what's the next step for the crew then, Captain?
Well, I guess when I get to my room, I shut the door and like flip on the like. There's a complete tone change in my demeanor and how I'm walking about. Like the drunk act goes away.
Yeah.
And it's like Pi there.
Yes.
Yeah. Did. Have you heard anything from our friend or friends?
Oh, you mean Luminary?
Please, yes. don't say the name, all right? That's part of the gig. You can't?
I'm sorry. The shadowy organization of which you're a member. I have, yes, but I've been instructed not to speak with you about it.
Oh, good. Okay. Pi, you would tell me if If they're going to try to kill me, right?
That would depend.
On?
Whether I was allowed or if I wanted to.
So what you're saying is, within mere moments, it seems like, you already have a new master.
I mean, I didn't say that.
For someone that had all this big talk of, you know, I'm with the Warmind and I'm in control here, Higgs, and it seems like you were lying. You're not in control anymore. Someone's actually controlling you, Pi. Have you thought about that?
I feel like you're looking for something that isn't there, Higgs. You're starting to sound paranoid. Are you feeling well?
Pi, I just met a caterpillar that was the smartest thing I've ever seen in the universe. I don't know if I'm high and I'm going to wake up and be 16 years old again because I took those mushrooms that Bobby gave me. I don't know.
Bobby.
I don't know, Pi. Don't worry, Higgs.
Everything's fine. The shadowy organization of which you're a member just has a lot of irons in the fire.
From now on, they.
But, all right. They just have a lot going on. Maybe you should speak with your father. Ask him personally. There's just some clearance issues. I'm sorry I can't be more open with you about it.
Have you spoken with my father?
I try not to. He's possibly the only person in this entire sector that's more annoying than you are. I can see where you got it from.
Well, I don't know how to take that. I'll make sure he knows you said that, though. Well, I guess you couldn't answer that. Hey, could you do me a favor and find the name of these caterpillar folk?
Can you tell me more about them? Do you have any other data besides that they're caterpillars?
They're really smart. They got some vibrating tendrils, and that seems to be how they communicate. He could plug into a computer, and he could talk to it almost. It seemed like maybe you've heard of that. I don't know.
I can run some searches for you if you'd like.
Okay, and see if there's any enslavement of this race anywhere. Or where they're from. Basically, I need some history on these people.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, all right, and keep it off the record. Don't let Piani know, or anything. You got it?
I understand.
Okay, and one last thing: could you have one of your the pie bots, the slices? Is that what are we calling them? Did you figure out a name?
What would you like me to do with it?
Can you just have him follow me around at all times?
To what end?
Well, I mean, if something is to, strike me from a place that I can't see, I'd like to at least be told that it's coming. You don't have to necessarily stop him, but, kind of a bodyguard. Alfarius is fine and dandy, but he's not a robot.
That's debatable. But I understand your point.
Yeah.
I'll watch your back.
Okay. All right. Good. How's everything else been? You get visited by anyone? The ship go all right?
The ship's upgrades went fine. The swan song's not that complicated. There have been some adaptations, but it's still mostly a stock freighter. Okay. Everything went great. It's ready to run whenever you like. Fuel tank's full.
Okay. All right. I haven't slept in my own bed in quite some time, so I'm gonna go ahead and do that, and then we'll see what we want to do.
I'll be here.
Yeah, I know. And I just kind of like go to sleep.
Okay. All right.
That's what I do.
So I guess the next day, maybe like you all rest. The next day you're all in the ship, in the like mess hall kind of area in the kitchen, all at once. There is this sense of like, cool, all right, well, we did a job. Now what? And there's a little bit of like kind of tension in the air. So does anybody say anything? Like, I think Higgs, people, like, there's this sense that you're the captain, so people want you to kind of like decide. But you're quiet, you're flush with some, with cash, and your ship's ready to roll. So
yeah,
what do you think?
I guess if everyone's just kind of quiet and no one's really speaking up or saying anything, I stand up and say, you know, most of the time when the ship is in need or we need to find a job, or it's out of necessity. I think we made too much money on our last gig. And I'm a little bit worried about the fact that none of you want a job right now. I kind of just look around. Eric wants to go do some scientist stuff, but that's for me mostly as well. But
I'm composing an email right now at the table.
And then Piani, I don't even know what you got, like your eyeball still, and I don't think you're really too interested in money. And Alfarius, I don't even know what it is you want to do.
My job is to protect you guys. I'm doing my job now.
Okay, well, you don't have any loose ends or anyone that wronged you in the past that we could go kill? I mean, that's kind of fun.
Eventually, I will destroy the Warmind.
Okay. I mean, that's a big goal. I guess we could put that up on the far away on the board up here, and I just kind of write Warmind very small on the board.
You circle got a little, like, little digital whiteboard. You're like,
yeah, we got one up there.
Let's do a mind map. Let's see where this goes. Let's
just work it
no,
out.
No bad ideas. Just throw
usually
it out.
I just no build up ideas. The character until it's integral, and then I have a finale where I do battle with the final nemesis.
Working on your arc.
And then the DM takes him away from me forever.
Piani, what about your eye? Can we? Is there anything to do there?
So, as a group? Actually, there was. There was basically like one place that I could go to learn more about my eye, but I don't see it in my Hoveyda or Caliphate.
Yeah, the Hoveyden Caliphate is a series of network of planets that they're like they have basically the most advanced psychic research in the sector.
Have we considered the pirate fleet of lens crafters?
No, the lens crafter is an ancient alien that dwells in the center of the galaxy.
I mean, I've got control of it now, but if we ever make our way out there, I'd love to stop by.
Okay.
I mean, it can always benefit us as the crew.
True. Well, Eric, we need to find out where these scientists are, so we can at least drop you off there or see how long it's going to take. Maybe just kind of take a relaxing vacation, maybe.
Yeah. Are they on a beach planet?
Eric, I don't know that information. That's what you're emailing them for.
I write a note at the bottom. P.S. Are they on a beach planet?
I just shake my head and go over to and write caterpillar in big and then just send. Circle it.
All right, there's idea number two, caterpillar. Yeah. Kill the Warmind, caterpillar.
Yeah.
Piani's weird eyeball.
Yeah, then I'd put an eye and then put a question mark next to it. Question that. That's kind of a medium circle.
Yeah.
Say, Pi, what? Pi, hey.
I'm here.
Hey, what about you? You got any... have any loose ends? Should we put a +1 onto the Warmind?
No, I'd like to avoid the Warmind for the time being.
Okay.
I do have some information about those caterpillars you were talking about, though.
Keep talking.
If you'll direct your attention to the center console and one of the hollow images.
I just very loudly, I'm like, everyone shut the fuck up! Just go hit the lights.
Yeah. So, so the holo console lights up, and you see a blue kind of see-through hologram version of something that, at this distance and this fidelity, pretty much looks like it looks like Flynn. Maybe the markings are a little different. The arrangement of feelers are a bit different. But Pi says, "Is this what they look like?"
Yes,
the caterpillar.
I think that yes, that looks very. Yes, I believe it does.
what you encountered, I think, is a member of the species known as the Nodens. They're a nomadic race. Their homeworld was destroyed some time ago.
Okay. Who killed
them? Nodens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it say how they were destroyed?
Yeah. Nodens.
Does it say how the planet was destroyed, Pi?
No. We don't have access to those kinds of information. They predate human existence in this sector by some time, but
they were
something
destroyed
very
by
bad
the Yestens.
They,
the Nodens and the Yestens.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we got it. Okay.
I was just wondering if you got the joke.
No, totally got it. They've been spotted here and there throughout the sector, but they don't seem to have any kind of central organization. They're only seen individually, never more than one at a time. So the fact that you saw one at all was fairly astronomically unlikely. You should consider yourselves lucky.
Now, is there a way to track these little buggers across the universe?
There's only spottings here and there. Communication being as slow as it is, it's hard to draw any kind of picture of where they're coming from. I couldn't make a pattern of any of the information that I had available.
Well, sounds like they're roughly as difficult to obtain as perhaps a grav tank.
Grav tanks are pretty rare.
A grav tank is actually fairly easy to come by. It's keeping hold of it that can be tricky.
That's what I said.
You could just go to a store and buy one. They have one. Would you like directions to a store where you can buy?
No, Pi. We don't need directions.
It looks like you're trying to buy a grab.
Perhaps later you could probably give me that. If you could email me, that'd be great.
Okay. So we know that the little guy was going on with some space pirates and Nina or what was her name? The engineer. Who's the girl that you insulted, Alfarius?
Do you mean the desk clerk lady? Her name was Kathy.
No, not Kathy. The woman that you fucked when the plan...
I have not had sex with a woman in a long time.
All right, Alfarius, this is not the... I go and put sex with Alfarius and circle... Look, it's on the board, all right? It's on the board. We'll consider it.
Find someone to have sex with Alfarius. Yeah.
It's on the
board.
Normally
that information's more private, but I appreciate that we have reached such camaraderie levels that we can share this kind of thing publicly.
That's the Swan Song's new mission. Everybody's going to get 1,000 experience if you can find someone willing to have sex with Alfarius.
So
I actually detect a lot of evidence that none of us have had sex in a very long time.
That's not true. The space pirates have this thing. Could we track the space pirates? I did beat their ship with a finger gun, so it can't be that hard.
Well, I don't know what a finger gun is or how you use it to defeat a pirate ship. The high beam pirate fleet is all over the place right now. Do you not listen to the news?
No.
They're everywhere.
I can't almost trust the news.
Almost every system has a pirate problem right now. Well,
really?
Not this one, but Asa certainly does. Thorkatla is under siege right now. The pirates are kind of everywhere.
It's a real problem. How many pirate ships do you think are in Asa?
Hard to say. The ASIN defense system would know, but I don't have access to that computer.
Okay. Well, what if we went back to the ASIN space and... You don't think they have... I mean, there's not a story about me or anything, so they surely don't know who I am. What if we went in there and said we're here to take out some space pirates and we enlist and go that route?
Asa doesn't often hire bounty hunters. They're too proud for it. But I can bring up a listing of bounties on several well-known pirates if you'd like.
Well, I am Asin. Would that help?
Hard to say. Okay. I've found Asin culture to be a little confusing, to be totally honest.
It's not.
As a security officer, I think it's important to note that our ship is poorly equipped for spacefaring combat.
Okay, yeah. And we did just get it back. We should at least keep it for at least like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, you know, before we blow it up again. I just kind of like very focused look at Eric when I say that.
Yeah, Eric.
What are those bounties? Can you give us some of the names?
I can bring up a list.
Okay.
And so you see like on one of the sub monitors like a basically like just a bounty board. You've seen these a ton of times before, with the bounties of various pirates ranking from like, you know, low level scow captains all the way up to like the admirals of the high beam fleet. There's like hundreds of them. The pirates are wanted in every sector.
Okay, can we break this down to just the pirates and ASIN space?
Yeah. So you want to like bring up a list?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, there's like about I'd say there's a dozen active bounties that are like last seen in ASIN space. What's the name of the sector? Bakhtiar, I think. Yeah.
Is there any? Do we know? Do these posters say why they're wanted?
The usual stuff like piracy.
Is there anyone?
But also for, like murder and
is there anyone
kidnapping.
For kidnapping?
Yeah.
Is there anyone for kidnapping that girl that we know of by Sunbeam?
No. If you cross-reference with Kira and Ganzai, you don't find any related information.
What about with Sunbeam?
No, Sunbeam is like put up the money for a lot of these bounties because Sunbeam is getting hit by the pirates the hardest because Sunbeam has the most spaceships and keeps losing them to the pirates.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep an eye out. See if any bounties pop up for a kidnapping of a caterpillar and a young girl.
Caterpillar cross-referenced with young girl cross-referenced with kidnapping and pirates. Got it. Yep. I'll let you know if anything comes up.
Don't watch any of those videos, Pi. Just the bounties. All right.
Got it.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I think we'll let. You know, Eric here deal with the scientists, and we'll see where we end up on that. Eric, go ahead and do that, and we'll see what type of response you get.
Yeah. Do I have like a really good understanding of how many people I would need in the exact disciplines, or am I kind of fuzzy?
It's hard to say, right? Like a lot of this is over your head. A lot of it you would want to take it to someone and be like, "What's this?
Right?
Like, help, please. I don't."
So I guess like. I'm kind of like, let's start by building a core team with these disciplines and then, you know, with the option to expand up to X people, basically.
Sure. Yeah. And you have an email you can send that to and Rajani will get to look at it or someone. She'll delegate it to someone who knows more about science than she does.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay, cool. All right, so you send that out into the ether, and everybody kind of goes off to spend some time on the ship, getting reacquainted, and maybe we take our second break here.
Cool. Yep. Let's take our second hour break. We'll come back and go at hour 3 right after this. We'll see you guys in just a bit.